This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
When you cut onions with a knife in preparation for a meal, why do you leak salty water, otherwise called tears, out of your eyes? And why does the same leaking water thingy happen when we get emotionally upset? And why are we humans the only animal to do emotional crying? And finally, does this emotional crying ever make you feel better? In our modern human societies, crying happens at the most sublime of events, births, marriages and deaths, and also at the most mundane, a squabble over nothing important at all. One of the funniest aspects of reading scientific literature is checking out the definitions. And really and truly, I'm not joking on this one. Back in 1993, Vikram Patel wrote, and I quote, "Crying can best be defined as a complex secretomotory response that has, as its most important characteristic, the shedding of tears from the lacrimal apparatus without any irritation of the ocular structures. It is often accompanied by alterations in the muscles involved in facial expression, vocalizations, and in some cases, sobbing, that is, the convulsive inhaling and exhaling of air with spasms of the respiratory and truncal muscle groups." Unquote. So now you know what crying is. Well, for most of human history, emotional crying in public was considered perfectly normal until we got to the Industrial Revolution. Back in the old days, the Hebrews, the Greeks and the Romans had special little bottles called lacrimatories, into which they would cry at funerals. These small vials would be buried with the departed as a tribute and a mark of respect. Ancient thinkers tried to understand emotional crying. Hippocrates thought that crying would safely release excess humours from the brain, where they were obviously causing some kind of problem. Aristotle wrote that crying, and I quote, "cleanses the mind," unquote, of suppressed emotions. The Roman poet Ovid believed that, and I quote, "it is a relief to weep. Grief is satisfied and carried off by tears," unquote. St. Francis of Assisi apparently went blind from crying too much. And one explanation for crying, from 1579, based on a rather poor understanding of physiology, claimed, and I quote, "when the brain is compressed, it ejects great quantities of tears," unquote. In Renaissance Europe, people suspected of being witches or werewolves were ordered to cry on demand, and if they could not, they were deemed to be guilty and killed. And Charles Darwin wrote, and I quote, "crying is a release for eyes over-engorged with blood by excessive emotion," unquote. It turns out that there are three different kinds of tears that leak from your eyeballs, and, quite separately, that there are three kinds of crying. First, the tears. Most, but not all, of the tears are produced in the upper outer corner of the eye sockets. In the lower inner corner of the eye sockets are the drainage points, tiny pipes 0.3 of a millimetre in diameter called puncta. This arrangement means that the eyes get a very efficient cross-flow lubrication. Each punctum then drains into the nose and down the back of your mouth, which is why you can sometimes taste something odd after you have been crying. Blinking helps spread the tears evenly over the eyeball, as well as sending any excess into the puncta. Each blink lasts 0.3 to 0.4 seconds, and you blink every 2 to 10 seconds. Doing the maths, a person who blinked both long and frequently could, over a whole lifetime, spend a solid 7 years blinking. There are three different liquids in the tear film that covers your eyeballs. They're each made by different glands. First, there is a mucus layer of tear film resting immediately on your eyeball. It's made by goblet cells in the conjunctiva. It's a membrane covering the whites of the eyeballs and the inside of the eyelids. This layer is specialized for sticking to and coating your eyeball closely and evenly. The next layer of tear film is the aqueous layer. This liquid is made by the lacrimal gland, which I've already mentioned, in the upper outer corner of the eye socket. is mostly water with various proteins, antibiotics and minerals. It protects your eyeball from bacteria, changes in temperature and saltiness, and so on. The outermost layer is the lipid layer. This oily liquid is made by the meibomium or tarsal glands on the edges of your eyelids. This layer coats the watery layer underneath and stops it from dribbling onto your cheeks, as well as slowing down its rate of evaporation. So now that I've discussed the three different types of tears, tune in next time when I go into the three different types of crying.
What does it mean? Why is it so?